Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is awesome. Any adjective you want to use to describe our God is an appropriate one, because he's all that and more. God bless you all. Today is day three of our journey. You made it to Friday, amen. 3 days in, you're already becoming a pro at doing this thing called fasting and prayer during Lent. So again, thank you all for joining me live, and also those who will join in later to listen to the call. God bless you. As I promised you, I'm going to do my best to keep every call under 15 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get started. This morning, the word is coming to us from the book of Psalm 42. When you get a chance, read it in its entirety. It will bless your life. But for our time this morning, we're going to look at verses 5, 6, and 7. Psalm 42, verses 5, 6, and 7. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, our inspirational word today, I want to talk about speak over yourself. Speak over yourself. Did you know, beloved, that the Bible shows us that it's okay to talk to yourself? Yes, you can talk to yourself about yourself, and it's okay. Listen, you're not crazy when you do that. When yourself starts to say, hey, you talking to me? You tell yourself, yes, I'm talking to you. In fact, if you ever get in a place of despair or doubt, learn to speak to yourself and learn to speak over yourself. What happens is your words will become medicine for your soul. Now, I want to encourage you to do this, to take the medicine for your soul, but I want to give it to you with a warning. Please don't do this while in public spaces. And please don't give the medicine to your soul while you're driving, because it may cause uncontrollable shouting. And it may cause uncontrollable praise when you have a flashback and recall just how good God has been. Sometimes you need to speak over yourself with the medicine of your own words to recall all that God has done for us. So the relevant question is, what should I say to myself when I talk to myself about myself? What should I say, Pastor Jones, when I talk to myself about myself? What should I say to myself about myself? There are three things in this text that I think will help us to learn how to talk over ourselves, to speak over ourselves. Number one, you've got to ask yourself why you're feeling this way. You have to ask yourself why you're feeling this way. Look at the A clause of verse 5. Psalmist here begins with two very poignant questions. Why, my soul, are you downcast? And why so disturbed within me? Why are you downcast? And why are you so disturbed, my soul? In other words, what has caused your soul to feel this way? Listen, it's okay to ask yourself questions, because when you ask yourself why, you're then searching for the what that has wounded you. Oh, my God. When you ask yourself why, you're searching for the what that has wounded you. So asking questions, Sesame Street, is a good way to find things out. Find out your why, because your why will lead to your what. So it's okay to interrogate yourself. It's okay to question yourself. It's okay to sit yourself down and ask yourself the question, why am I feeling this way? So that you can get to the what that is causing what's wounding you. But there's more here, beloved. The way you ought to talk to yourself and speak over yourself is not only based upon asking yourself why you're feeling this way, but then the second thing is you've got to tell your soul what you will do. You've got to tell your soul what you will do. Look at the B clause of verse 5. Verse 5 says, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Put your hope in, you talking to me, I'm talking to you. Put your hope in God. Watch it, for I will yet praise him. That's a future praise. My Savior and my God. Put your soul on notice and tell your soul, listen, this is what we're going to do. This is what we will do. Put your soul on notice. I may not feel like it now. I may be still dealing with the questions of the why that leads to my what, but what we will not do is stay in this place. Put your soul on notice. I may not feel like it now, but I will yet, future, praise my God. Oh, what you're not going to do as you're talking to yourself is not praise God. Or what we're not going to do, this is you talking to you, what we're not going to do is stay in this place. God is too awesome. How is God so awesome? He saved us, talking to you and your soul. He kept us. And what we're not going to do is stay in this place. I am marking down to myself a future place where I will yet praise the Lord. You got to have a will over yourself. You got to have a will over your soul. Will your soul back to the place of praise. This is what we're not going to do is stay here. We're going to give God praise in a future place. I know I'm interrogating myself, but I'm going to also turn around and praise God for his goodness. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is it important, my God, that you ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Not only is it important to tell your soul what you will do, what we not going to do is stay in this place. You got to talk to yourself. What we not going to do is stay in this place. But let me show you the final thing. The final thing, beloved, is you've got to learn as you speak over yourself to recall from within the way you want it to be with God. To recall from within the way you want it to be with God. Look at verses 6 and 7. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. See, what you're telling yourself is I'm going to recall and I'm going to remember. I know My soul is feeling downcast from within. That's what the psalmist says. I know how I'm feeling. I know my soul is feeling downcast from within, but I choose, watch it, from within to recall and to remember the way it was with God. The psalmist recalls the pleasures of what it was like at home. He recalls the fact that he was used to being around the Jordan and used to the heights of Mount Hermon and Mount Mizar. And so he says, verse 7, that deep calls to deep. Currently, it's not the way it was. That's what he's telling himself. Because I'm totally depleted from within. I'm totally in this place of despair from within. It's not the way it was. But when deep calls to deep, that means this, that when you're depleted from within, God, I'm calling on you based upon the depth of my despair to send such a refreshing that it sweeps over me. I wish I had time. I don't have time. I'm calling on you that when I'm so depleted, God, that you will send me such a refreshing that the refreshing will be like waterfalls and waves and breakers that sweep over me. So when I'm deep in despair, I'm searching out an even deeper refreshing that comes from God. Because watch this, beloved. It shares with us really quickly in verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, look, I'm waiting on a waterfall, but in the meantime, I'm panting for streams of water. As the deer pants for streams of water, so what? My soul longs or pants for my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Look, my tears have been my food day and night. See, I can't get a refreshing from the streams that I long for, so I'm using my tears as food day and night. That's verse 3. While people say to me all day long, where is your God? But here's verse 4. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throngs. Here's the thing, beloved. Here's the thing. You got to recall. You got to remember. You got to reflect on how it was. And then you got to hold on to that and wait on the refreshing that God is going to give you. But in the meantime, you got to speak over yourself. I recall and I remember how it was back in the day. I want a refreshing of waterfalls and waves to sweep over me, God. Speak it over your soul and talk to yourself until it happens. Oh. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the opportunity based upon what's written in your word to talk to ourselves, to speak over ourselves, to ask ourselves why in order to get to the what. To be able, Lord God, to say to our soul what we not going to do is stay in this place. And to, Lord God, remember and recall the way it was, knowing that, Lord God, the way it was can be again, that you can send us the refreshing that we need. But we have to learn to speak over ourselves. We have to learn to talk to our souls in the midst of despair. Help us, O God, and keep us, Lord, as we strive to get back to that place in you. Some of us have been crying tears, Lord God, that have been our daily food. But, Lord, we are awaiting the refreshing of your waterfalls and waves that will sweep over our lives. God, we love you, adore you, and we bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, and if you read this word, don't do it in public. It's going to cause uncontrollable shouting and praising of God. Speak over yourself. What we not going to do, hallelujah, is stay in this place. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. In Jesus' name. Y'all be blessed. Amen.